to, I don't like to have an ornery group in here. I had some things I wanted to get off my chest.
I better turn it on.
Don't stop now. How was your day off? Mine was good. I did nothing but think all day. My wife said to me, "You gonna be like this all day?" You guys are just beauties.
And what did you say? When she said, "Are you gonna be like this all day?"
I said, "Probably." That's right. When is Valentine's Day? All right, we can't start meeting like this. This is ridiculous. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's what we'll go with. You know, in the game we'll see, but you know, I'm just, you know, just trying something.
Does the loss win against Pittsburgh, is it really that much more frustrating when you guys finally get the goals, which is the one thing that you guys have been searching for, and then what's been more consistent for you, the defensive play, is what lets you guys down? Is it perplexing? Is it frustrating? What would you use to describe it?
Yeah, well, I didn't like the game for a lot of reasons. It was, to me, I didn't like the game for a lot of reasons. I wasn't quite sure what we were doing. I didn't get it there. So, you just watch a game like that, you wonder, you're kidding me, what is this? So it is perplexing to a degree, but I think I understand it. So I'm trying to solve it, you know. And I'm not going to tell you what the solutions are, you know. That's part of coaching. It's just, there is no manual. Games like that send you over the deep end. I've had games like that before. And it's hard trying to find an answer to why this, you know, was really disappointing for me, that game. Just experience, I think. I'm not sure if it's right or wrong, but it's just experience, I think. I know what's going on a little bit. So I got to try to find some resolve or answers, and I'm not sure if they'll work, but we'll see.
Have some guys regressed in the last couple of games, like to what maybe they were doing? No,
I don't think, if you're talking about that game, I don't think that's really who we are. I think that the players also don't feel that very good about that game either, although they didn't show that in the game. If they had, they would have played a lot better. We didn't play very good in that game, even when we're up 2-0. We weren't very good. First 10 minutes, we're up 2-0, but we didn't play any better or worse later. We went up 2-2 after one, I think it was, but still was not a very good game. It's really disappointing, that game. That was a hard game to watch, to coach, and be part of. I was really disappointed. It was not a good playing right home.
There's a lot of talk of this team taking the next step. Was that process for you while you were seeing a little back game? Do you think those were games that, by this point, with this team, should not happen anymore?
Well, that's a good question. The answer would be yes and no to that answer to that, because I would hope that we would take next step, but you know, the disappointing thing for me is I've seen us play well and I've seen us win games in the right way. And the disappointing thing for me is we're at the hump and we can't get over the hump. I keep trying to push us over the hump. We can't. And that's the frustrating thing for me. I'm trying to get us over that hump, and that's the challenge. And it's hard. So that's why I'm relentless, you know. And I will be relentless.
Is that more outlook than ability?
You guys got good questions. You guys sleep last night? You guys got good questions today. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say it's a lack of ability. You know, I'd like us to get 96 or 7 points. And I haven't really changed there. I still think we can, but I'm not sure we're going to. But, you know, can we be a playoff team? I think we can be, but, you know, time's running out is one thing and other things putting together. But to answer your question, is it outlook or ability? I think we have the ability to do better. Well, you know, put it however you want, you know, whether it's attitude or what it is, you know, you can put it wherever you want there, but I think we're good enough to win. We don't have depth too much, but I think we can play better. We've, you know, hard to say. We don't score too much, but you know what? We've played, you know, it's hard to play that way. It's really hard, and sometimes it's taxing on your team as much as just sit and say, you know, we play the 2-1 game. It's a hard game to play. You got to be almost perfect. Your goalie's got to be really good, and your players can only make a couple of mistakes. Otherwise, there's no margin for error, and you're going to play the way you play against Pittsburgh. They're going to eat you up, you know, the plays that they make, and they did. We score 5. You think that with 5 it would be enough for us to win the game? No, we give up 8.
Moved on from that game yet, or are you going to?
Well, if you guys would not bring it up, I would be able to, yeah. Yeah, no, I've moved on. I've moved past that. No, I've moved past that yesterday, today.
Can you talk about the week ahead that you've got New York, Minnesota, and then a back-to-back? What kind of challenges for this weekend?
Well, you know what? I don't get too involved in those back-to-backs. I know what we are, and you guys keep reminding us, and we're not great, and you know, but still, we've got to. I just focus on the game on Tuesday. I don't focus too much in the week ahead. You know, we got the Islanders. We'll have enough to deal with them. Then we'll deal with Minnesota when we get there. But for us, you know, you got to. You're at the point. We're at the point. We have to string some wins together. That's really where we're at. That's what we have to get done.
Because you said last week you wanted to win 3 games coming up, 2 out of 3. You did that last week.
Well, yeah, that and even maybe a little better to get yourself closer because, you know, we, last I checked, our games played was second most in the conference. And so that's, you know, that's going to eventually going to catch up to you somewhere. So, you know, I'd like us to do better. I'd like us to string some games together. I'd like us to play better. And my objective really hasn't changed any. It's just trying to find the answers to this puzzle.
With this team, is that something, I guess I'm asking, how involved are you? Do you just focus game to game, or are you?
Yeah, no, I'm not involved that much there at all, and, you know, and that whole thing, and, you know, maybe if it gets closer to it, they might ask, I'm not sure, but I know it's an issue, and it's a something, but, you know, we're professionals, so we got to play well and win games. I don't think it has anything to do with the, you know, much of with what's happening in our play, you know.
And that's what I mean. I totally am aware that you would be involved in any decisions or at least ask, but that's as you 2 weeks to go to that and what you're talking about with the team.
Does it change my outlook or opinion on things to me?
Yeah, or if you're looking for something.
No, not really. No. I coach what I have, and that's what I'm dealing with. Pardon?
What?
How do you think he's been?
I noticed his shot total was down. I was wondering if that was.
So if he gets more shots on net, that means he plays better?
I don't know. I was just looking at that stat curious what you thought.
I don't look at that too much. I just look at his overall game. He's been, what do you want me to give him a rating or what? I'm not going to do it publicly. He's been okay.
Okay. Made a minor deal today. Is Massenauer just going to go to St. John's?
What was that? We made a deal today?
I thought you might know.
No. Okay. No, I'm going to go run to Chevy right now and get him shit. Okay, guys. Thanks. Have a good day.
Know about it, too.